pays the cost for every 911 contractor in the county goes to the same place.
And although the ambulances don't work, you don't, they're not on the fire department payroll?
Not Transylvania County EMS.
So they're on a separate payroll?
The county.
But they're dispatched by Cameron?
Correct.
But US Fire Department first responders, you'll be dispatched to the scene also?
At the same time.
And the police or the sheriffs are not dispatched?
Yes, ma'am. We dispatch for all agencies within Transylvania County except for the Bar Police Department. So the sheriff's office, animal services, all the fire rescue departments, EMS, fire marshal's office, emergency management, we're all dispatched from the same place. Our average call processing time from the time the phone starts ringing to the time we have set off somebody's page or let them go somewhere is about 48 seconds. For OSFM, the Office of State Fire Marshal for Insurance Ratings, we have 3 minutes to process fire calls. I'm sorry, we have 90 seconds. 90% of the time we have to dispatch our calls within 90 seconds. And we're well exceeding that. The average call lasts about 3 minutes. Is how long we keep you on the phone, because we have standardized protocols we ask you. So if you call and are having chest pain, or your family member's having chest pain, we have a series of questions we ask you, and then pre-arrival instructions that we can give you. We can tell you how to do CPR, all kinds of different things. But that does not delay your response, even though we keep you on the phone for a long time. One of our partners has already dispatched the appropriate response to your agency.
Which would be your EMS and your fire department if it's close by, or a sheriff's department if that's closer, perhaps?
Yes.
They'll scramble that out. So what do you use for your gold standard for your EMS response?
So we only track, and our goal is to get them wheels turning, basically. And they have 90 seconds from the time that we notify them to before we start asking them if they're en route, and before we notify them a second time if maybe their radio didn't work or something like that.
I think that's great, but what is your standard for the time they're dispatched to the time they arrive at the house?
That's
what I can tell you is the EMS response time this year creeped up a little over 9 minutes countywide. And the reason it's that low, honestly, is because most of the calls occur within the city limits of Brevard or the Sylvan Valley 2 district, which kind of brings that number down because we do have a lot of districts. You're talking about going to Boston Grove, it's a long response time for EMS, a long response time to go to Conestee, it's a long response time to Cedar Mountain. And so we do have longer response times in those areas. That's something that we've also been discussing with the commissioners at looking at our EMS services, because the only way to reduce those response times is not to add trucks in the current bases. We got to put those bases somewhere else. And so that's another one of those topics that we're talking about with the commissioners. How do we get EMS services out to where it's we can most rapidly respond to the most amount of people in the county?
So right now it's whatever it takes for them to get there. You don't have a specific goal that you're working for.
EMS has internal goals. Each fire department, they can set their own internal goals. But as the 911 center, we don't set goals.
Transylvania County is not, okay.
Right. Mm-hmm. We have an average response time per district, and I don't have those numbers with me, but I can surely get them for you if you'd like.
I'm probably at 10, but I wonder how long if I have a fire in my house, 2.2, almost 3 miles from Wilson Road, how long would you think it would take a fire truck to get from the bar?
30 minutes would happen to be.
30?
3 miles from Wilson Road on.
Up to my house.
On Wilson Road.
I live right up there, and it was 20 minutes for first responder, 30 minutes for the fire truck.
It's probably a lot less today because the bar has paid staff there. As soon as those phones are dispatched, they'll be headed your way. And you can drive from the bar to your home in what?
15 minutes.
10 minutes. And they'll be running lights and sirens, and they'll be there a lot quicker. But thanks, Kathy, it helps them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I applaud the effort to economize between the fire departments by doing the specialized services, specialized equipment. I think that's smart way to go. They're mutual aid anyway, so if you've got, everybody doesn't need the latest and greatest piece of equipment or, spread out across the training. I'm in the Cedar Mountain Fire District. Up until this year, over 20% of the taxes I paid to the county went for fire protection. So I'm very much in favor of what Paige has proposed to level it out.